So Jesus came proclaiming the gospel. Jesus came proclaiming the gospel. What is the gospel that Jesus proclaimed? I'm sure that you listened carefully to the proclamation of the gospel just now. And there are three things that Jesus said. So as he proclaimed the gospel, he said, "This is the time of fulfillment." So that's gospel. Then he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." That is gospel. And thirdly, repent and believe in the gospel. That is gospel. So therefore, when we talk about the gospel that Jesus proclaimed and the gospel that any priest, bishop, or deacon would proclaim, or any baptized member of the church, the gospel must always contain those three elements. So this is a time of fulfillment. What is that fulfillment? Because it is the person who was saying it, we know that this time of fulfillment is the person of Jesus. So he was saying, "Look at me. Turn to me. I am that fulfillment." And no doubt the persons who are hearing it, they're the ones who are looking forward to some kind of fulfillment. Because from the beginning of Genesis until the time of Jesus, there was something for which people were waiting. And the wait was over because Jesus had come. So this is the time of fulfillment. So the gospel, it is about Jesus. It is about the person of Jesus. And then we go back to Christmas, and we're told that his name would be Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And as Jesus said that this is a time of fulfillment, we can go back to Ash Wednesday, because I will keep bringing you back there. And on Ash Wednesday, we recognize a particular word. And that particular word was now. Now. Therefore, when Jesus came into this world, he ushered in that eternal now. So now is the time of fulfillment. So now it is the time of Jesus. And if Jesus is that fulfillment, then we have to think about something else. The second aspect, which is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom is right here. So when we say something is at hand, it means you can reach out and touch it. We touch that kingdom because that's the kingdom that Jesus also ushered in. So he is the fulfillment. He is the kingdom. And we reach out and touch that. In the same way that we're going to be reaching out and touching the body of Jesus today. That is why when we receive Holy Communion, we make that response and we say, "Amen." And we're saying amen to the establishment of that kingdom, the fulfillment of that kingdom that we can touch, that kingdom which will now be in us. Because when Jesus later on would proclaim, he would say, the kingdom is among you and within you. So the kingdom is Jesus, and he comes to be with us, but not only with us, he comes to be in us. So you can touch that kingdom. So I invite you to touch that today. But there's only one way that we will know that we're touching that kingdom, because this is the third aspect or the third element of the gospel. And what is it that Jesus said? Repent and believe in the gospel. So in other words, repent and believe in me, not me, but him. Repent and believe in the gospel. And where did we hear those words recently? We heard them on Ash Wednesday. So this is why I say that I'd keep taking you back to Ash Wednesday. Because on Ash Wednesday, when we received ashes, those were some of the words that were said to us. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repent and believe in Jesus. Because he is the gospel. And therefore, this is the journey that we've entered upon during the season of Lent. We want to have a more intimate relationship with the gospel. A more intimate relationship with Jesus. We want to reach out and touch him. And not only will we touch him, but we will taste him in Holy Communion. Just as we hear the psalmist saying, not in today's psalm, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. That's what we want to happen. And it is for this reason why we fast during the season of Lent. So we fast from the regular things that we would taste in order that we can taste the kingdom, that we can taste Jesus. And if this happens to us, then we know that we are in that kingdom because we will be in Jesus. Because that same Jesus would be in us. So would we like that to happen? And if we would, just one piece of advice. Repent and believe in the gospel.